We're getting some insights from that former Syrian prime minister about what he says is a crumbling regime in Damascus. In his first appearance since defecting from Syria last week, the former prime minister, Riyad Hijab, has not surprisingly denounced the government of President Assad, the government he once served.
I can assure you, given my experience and the position I held, that the regime is collapsing morally, financially, economically, and military broken.
Speaking in translation there, Mr. Hijab spoke live on Jordanian television and said he didn't want to lead, but to serve as a soldier in the rebels' cause. He appealed for Syrian soldiers to put down their weapons and join the rebels. Joining us now, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, Hugh Sykes, joining us from Amman. Hugh, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, John. Good morning, New York.
So from where you sit, is Jordan becoming something of Syria's Benghazi, kind of a safe home for the rebels?
I wouldn't put it exactly like that. I don't think there are very many rebels over here, apart from people like the Syrian prime minister. There are a lot of rebels in the southern areas of Syria, which are all becoming increasingly a safe enclave for them, despite the best efforts of the Assad regime to stop this from happening. There are people here who say that the end result of all this might be that Syria will split into north-south, and that the south will effectively become a kind of governorate, almost unofficially, of northern Jordan. An awful lot of people live on both sides of the border. An awful lot of families live on both sides of the border. But it is interesting what ex-Prime Minister Hijab said. One of the most important things I think he said was, I was not sacked. The Assad regime claimed that I'd been sacked. I was not sacked. I left while I was still in office. Why did I leave? And he said a couple of rather emotional quotes. I did not have the hands to stop the torture, he said. I left in solidarity with the tears of the widows. But then he didn't pull his punches. He described the Assad regime as the enemies of God.
How much credibility does Mr. Hijab and defecting figures like him have in terms of becoming a part of a rebel government, either in exile or should things change in Damascus?
Well, I mean, that's absolutely, there he is, making extraordinary claims a few hours ago here in Amman, saying that in his view, the Assad government is now only in control of 30% of Syria. Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? Only a few weeks ago, he was part of the Assad regime. I put huge health warnings on anything that is said by anybody who comes out of Syria defecting and joining the rebels. Huge claims on both sides are being made. Most of them are almost impossible to verify. The rebels talk everything up. I was at a refugee camp very near the Syrian border the other day. Horrible place, right out in the desert. Massive sandstorms, 40 degree heat centigrade, that is about 100, just over 100 Fahrenheit. And everybody there's solidly supporting the Free Syrian Army and the rebels and saying that we're going to win and we're winning, and lots of examples and how they're dodging bombardment and all the rest of it. But at the same time, there are other voices saying, now hang on a second, this all began, of course, with the very brutal Assad regime, with a history of brutality, shooting unarmed demonstrators in Deraa, which is just over the border in southern Syria from here. But then it escalated, and now they say there's fault on both sides. There's been evidence on YouTube of prisoners from the regime militia, the Shabia militia, being rounded up and then executed while being filmed. So there are people here saying, look, don't be too sure that the Free Syrian Army are the right people to support, because they're not clean, and B, don't be too sure that they're winning, because they really aren't that heavily armed. Although I have heard it said that arms may well soon be being supplied to the Syrian rebels across Jordanian territory here from Saudi Arabia and from Qatar. And the communication for that is very easy. I'm looking out of the window over the Jordanian capital now, and not very far over to the west, there's the desert. A bit further than that, there are roads with signposts which say, turn right for the Saudi border, go straight ahead for the Iraqi border, turn left for the Syrian border. And a lot of those roads are a long way out in the desert, and an awful lot of military transport could take place with hardly anybody noticing it.
So insights into the present and future of the destabilized situation in Syria from defectors in Jordan and also the refugees on the border between Jordan and Syria. Speaking to us, the BBC's Hugh Sykes, who's in Amman, Jordan. Hugh, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.